Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. It is beautiful outside, isn't it, Carrie?
So nice.
Everyone meet Carrie Bennett?
Bennett,
because I get confused with Courtney Bennett.
Yes, we have very similar last names.
Ridiculous. Anyways, you are a rookie.
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you. My first year.
So exciting. Thank you for joining us on a podcast. Hopefully, you're going to have a lot of fun.
Hoping.
So, let's get to know you a little better. Just so everyone at home knows, we have a ton going on for this podcast. We're going to talk about what you can do to stay in shape over the summer. We've already given them some drills, some stretching tips and stuff like that. We're going to give you some food tips, a little bit of exercise, that kind of good stuff.
Healthy eating.
Oh, yeah. We're going to tap into Carrie's brain.
Learn a little about me.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to learn a lot about you. And then we'll probably just give them some more tips and whatever seems to come up. Sounds good to you?
Yep.
Great. So let's see about you. Cheerleader or dancer?
I actually did both. Mm-hmm. I had cheered since the third grade and danced since I was three.
And which do you prefer?
Because
Patriots cheerleading is a mix of both.
That's why I love it.
Right.
It's a perfect cross.
But when you were, you know, when you were at dance, you were dancing. When you were at cheering, you were cheering. Which did you prefer?
I don't really know if I had a preference. They were both, they both offset each other, and that's why I really loved it.
Right.
You know, you were at cheering.
Because it was completely different.
Yeah. And cheering was, I would say, more serious because, you know, you drop a stunt or mess up tumbling, and that's it.
Right.
So I probably was more into cheering, but I had done dancing longer and was on three or four competition teams, so.
Awesome.
I did both, and I loved both, so I don't know if I could pick. That's why I love the Patriots.
Good, good. So, how was the calendar shoot?
Oh, the calendar shoot was awesome.
I heard you were the very first person to go.
I was.
So, walk me through this. You're in the plane, you sit down, you get your suitcases, get to your hotel, and then you have your photo shoot?
Well, we had woken up at 4 that morning. Our plane was really early. We had to be at the airport 4 hours early or whatever, 3 hours early. And I didn't think that I would be the first one. And I had a kind of a feeling.
Everybody thinks they're good. But everybody thinks they're
exactly.
Everybody's like, I'm going to be first. And I don't want to be first, but I'm going to be first.
So I had a feeling that I'd be first. And everyone was teasing me, saying, you might go first, but I don't know. You're being silly. So like our Tracy's assistant, Lindsay, comes up to me and she goes, go get in the shower now. You have to be ready in an hour. And I look at her and I said, are you serious? She's like, yeah. So I run up to my room and shower. And
who was your roommate?
My roommate was Alicia, casting guy.
Did she help you out?
Yes, she did. She was very good because she was a vet.
Right.
So had done this before. And
last year, I was roommates with Megan White.
Yep.
And I was supposed to go first. So I'm running around like a mad woman because I was like, I'm not going first. There's no way I'm going first. I have dark hair. Why are they going to make me go at night? That's stupid.
That's what I had.
Yeah, exactly. And so all of a sudden I get the call and they're like, be down in a half hour. I was like, half hour? I didn't even shave my legs.
Yeah.
So I get in the shower and poor Megan was like going through all my suitcases trying to get my stuff. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I ran with my bathing suits. I had two because we weren't sure which one I was going to wear.
What colors?
They were both dark green.
Ooh.
One had sparkles.
That must look nice with your hair, because you kind of have, like, a red tint to it. You know, that auburn look?
An auburn-y tint.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, they did that to bring it out, so.
And where were you, on the beach for a sunset?
I was inside the lobby. They told me I was in front of a pineapple. And I look at them, and I say, are you serious? Is it yellow? And they said, no, it's like a...
like a wooden pineapple?
Yeah, it was brass metal, and you couldn't really tell it was a pineapple once you're... cropped it in, but there was probably 150 people watching my shoot.
Were you nervous?
Oh, I was, like, shaking. I was so nervous, but, you know, once you start going, you forget what you're doing and
right.
That everyone's there and you're just smiling and Jim's trying to yell, the photographer.
Yep.
So, after all is said and done, I was happy that I was the first one because I got to relax for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, of course. You get to literally enjoy. You don't have to worry about tan lines.
No. Nope.
Getting burnt.
Nope.
It was awesome. Good for you, honey.
It was awesome.
I can't wait to see the picture.
I'm so excited.
Have you seen any of them yet?
Only one person took pictures of me, and there were just a couple, you know, from his camera, and that's all we had.
And did you like what you saw?
Yes, I did, but they are kind of from the side and not from Jim's angle, and I couldn't really see how I looked.
Right.
So hopefully I looked good.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
I felt pretty good about it, so it was awesome.
I'm sure you looked gorgeous. So anyways, what else about you? Got anything good going on this summer?
I just graduated from college.
Where?
Endicott in
Congratulations.
Beverly, Mass.
Job?
I just moved from Maine to Mass.
Oof.
So yeah. Now, going on. I know. So now I've been applying. I have interviews lined up this week, next week.
Graphic designing, correct?
Graphic design.
That's so fun.
I love it.
I love it. I kind of, once in a while, have a, you know, when I post the podcast.
Exactly.
And then I get to crop some pictures. I'm like, I am a graphic designer. No, I'm not, but I
try. It's fun. A skill that you can use.
Anything. Right. Yeah. I'm currently making photo books online, and let me tell you, my eye.
Exactly.
You should hire me.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
I'm the one who needs to be hired.
Yeah, I know. So, running the ramps.
Oh,
gosh. How's that going in practice?
Yeah, in the heat, it's not that much fun, but it's what you have
to do. Worth it. They run the ramps. If anyone has ever been to Gillette Stadium, you know there's many ramps to get to the 300s or wherever your seats may be. And that's what they run up and down.
Yes, up inclines. I think we timed it out and it was a mile and a half.
Nice.
Which doesn't seem bad, but when you're running steep up a hill, you know, that's
right.
Not fun.
No, not at all.
But it's keeping us in shape and, you know.
So the ramps are always a great time.
We get to wear our iPods, so that's huge motivation.
That is huge. We're going to talk about that more later, about running and stuff like that,
things
that can motivate you. But let's stay on you for a second. Now, how many times now? You've tried out a couple times before?
Yes, I have. I tried out for 3 years.
And that's good.
It's very very hard to get said no to when you're that close.
Of course.
I made it to finals every year.
Yeah.
So I kept on trying out.
I tried out many years before I made it, and I didn't even make finals 1 year. And I was like, that's it, I'm done. And then I ended up showing up the next year. I was like,
yeah, it's hard. When a year rolls around, right when you get cut, at the very end, all the girls get flowers, they make the team, and then you don't. You're like, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
And then a year rolls around, and you go, that's not that bad. If I have to suffer, what, a couple hours of humiliation, standing in front of the judges in a sports bra and briefs, and don't make the team, it's worth it.
Oh, it's so worth it. Just to meet the people.
Exactly.
And then you kind of get experience for trying out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure many other young women can relate when they try out for varsity or JV or the dance competition squad or whatever it may be. It just goes to prove that you have got to have that perseverance and you've got to keep
on trying.
There's no need to give up.
Exactly.
If you look at it that way, if you look at it as this is me training for next year.
And if you think you're good enough and really feel as though you deserve to be on, you should keep up your hard work and, you know, one day that could be you. And I think it's totally worth it, and I appreciate it a lot now when we're running the ramps and, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And learning all the routines, I just think in my head, you know how many girls would die to be me?
Of course.
So, you can't
complain.
Did
you cheer in high school?
Yes, I did. I was captain my senior year, and I made varsity all the years.
Yep.
So I had that background also.
Right, and so you know what it's like when other girls are trying out and
they don't
make it. And you know that you just tell them, please, just come back next year, you know, maybe this
year. You never know what they're looking for.
Right, plus, you know, it's an entire year that you can stretch out, that you can work out, that you can work on, you know, flipping and all that kind of stuff
exactly.
to make you improve.
Exactly. And it's hard work, and if you want to do it,
do it.
Put in the work.
I definitely agree.
Exactly.
Speaking of putting in the work and having time to do that, now that it's the summer, you have about roughly 2 to 3 months off. Everybody at home, you're done from school, graduated from college.
Nice break.
Nice break. Except for those of us that have to work every day.
Jealous.
You're jealous?
It's going to be me a little bit.
I would just want to go to the beach.
I know.
But you want to keep up your physique. You want to keep your flexibility going. Some squads don't even practice over the summer. So you want to do all you can for yourself. Just for yourself so that when you start up again, you're not out of breath. You know, little things like that. You had mentioned using your iPod and running.
Oh, that helps me so much.
Everybody hates running.
I hate
running.
I think the people that enjoy it, you know, they just have a different outlook on it, and they've probably been doing it since they were little.
Right.
Because running, I feel like I've been running for years, and I still hate running.
Yeah. I always claim that I have asthma. I don't have asthma. I just hate it, and I can't do it right.
I know. It's so hard. But you just got to get in your head that once you're done, you feel awesome.
Oh, of course.
Once you're done.
Yeah.
And the music pumps you up. You just get in your zone and
yep.
go.
I think music, you can totally forget about what your body is doing
yeah.
and just kind of go into a different zone.
You don't hear yourself almost hyperventilating
yeah.
as you're running up the ramps.
or running around the block or running through a park.
Just running.
Running in general is probably the best thing for your entire body, cardio, your muscles, your breathing, like everything.
Tones you too. I mean,
yep.
you know, in places that it's harder to get to if you just do the elliptical or just,
right.
you know, do those isolated machines.
Other easy things that you can do over the summer is drink lots and lots of water. You're probably going to be in the sun, which takes more water out of you. If you're working out, drink all that more. Typically, 8 to 10 glasses a day. It's just, it goes how many ounces by how many pounds you are, how many ounces of water you're supposed to drink or something like that, I heard. Yeah. I don't know.
I know, I always hear 8 glasses.
So. Right, so.
It's good for your hair, good for your skin.
Terrific for your skin.
Nails, all that stuff.
Yep. So keep drinking.
Can't go wrong.
Other things you can try to keep getting a good night's rest and a good breakfast in the morning. It sounds like really simple and kind of almost duh things to do, but they work.
Exactly. I know I have trouble sleeping at night. In college, I developed a case of insomnia, and it makes a huge difference if you get enough sleep or not.
Well, they say the biggest problem right now is that people go into bed, but they watch TV.
Yeah.
But your bedroom is supposed to be a haven just for sleeping. And I know, like, I'll lay in bed and watch some TV, but my lights are always off, and when I'm there, that's it. Like, I'm there to sleep.
No, you're going to bed.
Right, and so your body kind of gets equipped to hanging out in your room. It's kind of hard in college, because if that's your room, that's your room.
Exactly.
So that's what you do. You hang out,
there,
you do your
work. Sleep there,
right.
You do everything there.
So try to make it as dark as possible to make it feel, you know, like
exactly.
bedtime.
And do have a routine so you know that you're getting ready for bed.
Exactly.
Follow that.
It's a lot easier. And in the morning, if you're not hungry, grab a fruit. You know, fruit is the easiest thing. You want to eat like 5 servings of fruit a day.
Exactly.
It's so good for you. It might not always be the best thing you feel at the moment because ice cream seems so much better.
Especially in the summer. It's good, but...
It's so good. My logic is if you can follow your, you know, your perfect diet or just eating somewhat healthy all week, then you can cheat on the weekends.
Exactly. If you work hard, I feel the same way. If you work hard, you're in the gym, you're doing your thing, you have to reward yourself.
Of course.
Or you feel like you're not getting anywhere. So.
And what's the point of a summer without ice cream?
Well, it's too hot to not have ice cream.
Too hot. Another good thing you can do to kind of see what you are eating is write down everything you're eating, what time you're eating it at. You kind of got to discipline yourself as to when to stop eating.
They say not to eat, I think, after 7 or 8.
Yeah.
That's when your body starts to shut down. And
exactly, and you're in kind of, you know, rest mode, exactly. And your metabolism isn't working as fast. I try, not that it works, but I try not to eat anything after dinner. So it's like my final thing, but lately, I don't know, for whatever reason, I just need to have something after dinner, so I'm trying to do the fruit thing.
Fruit's delicious.
Right.
I love fruit.
I'm a big fan of the 100 calorie packs, too.
So. Oh, yeah. I have one in my car right now. We practice
but
after.
But don't be fooled. I bought these Snickers ice cream bars, Milky ice cream bars.
Oh, gosh.
But, right, they say they're only 90 calories each. So I'm like, oh, okay. But they're so high in everything
else.
Well, what the heck? I just gained another 50 pounds in this one little
bar.
Just
90 calories, but, you know, so many grams of fat and so much
sugar. Seriously.
You have to be careful.
Well, the easiest form of exercise, the easiest, but the best form.
Yeah, not the easiest.
Was running. The easiest is laughing because it does burn calories and smiling and all that good stuff.
Everyone can do that.
Of course. You have to have a happy outlook on life, on yourself, on your self-image. Never get down. It's the summer. Have fun. Go to the beach. Go swimming. That's the best exercise you can do.
So much. I know. So much you can do in the summer to
so much.
Just get out there and burn all your energy.
We told you to sleep. Go sleep on the beach.
Exactly. Exactly. Win-win.
It's great. So what else are you going to do for today?
Sorry. After my podcast, I'll probably head back and enjoy my day.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time. It's nice out.
I have an interview tomorrow.
Ooh,
so
good
we'll
luck.
Yep.
Will you let us know how it goes?
Exactly. Oh, totally.
Oh, I'm so definitely. Excited for you.
I've had them lined up because I've been sending out my resume. So I have that. I've been keeping busy. I built some shelves today for our living room.
Ooh, our living room. Did you move with somebody?
Yes, I moved in with my boyfriend.
Oh, how long have you guys been together?
A year and a half.
Very nice. Yeah. This is a big step.
I know. He's awesome. So it's
good
been
luck.
It's been an easy transition.
Good. I'm glad. That's awesome. So.
I'm making him look.
Shelves.
I know. I was gonna say I'm making him look bad, but he was at work. He would have done the shelves, but I told
I'm like,
him.
Wait a minute.
No, I told him I would do it because you know I need a little project.
Of course.
It wasn't really.
It's good to have a handy woman on board.
I know. My dad's a carpenter, so I should be
and
good at
that. And
yet
you still did the shelves.
I know.
I'm very proud of you.
I know. Well, he's in Maine.
Very good, honey.
I would have made him do it.
Congratulations on graduating.
Thank you.
Best of luck moving in. Good luck on your interview tomorrow.
Thank you.
Let us know how it went.
I know. Cross your fingers.
My fingers are crossed. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully we'll do this again sometime soon.
I'd be honored.
Okay.
Honored to come back. I'm excited.
Good. I'm glad. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you. You too.
Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.